The world is as it is because you are as you are. And if you remember yourself, the world will be safe. If you want to do something for the people, if you want to help someone, you have to understand that nobody needs any help. Nobody. Everybody put in the perfect location and situation where he can improve himself or herself. Then you shouldn't, nobody needs your help. And you do not need any help coming from outside. You are the creator. You are the dreamer. And whatever you have and whatever you are dreaming right now. And if you want to change your having and your being, you have to do it right now in absence of time. Time is just mirroring what you are. In time, if you are unaware of yourself and fear is ruling your life, is governing your life, then you will find a disaster outside yourself. You will find a fight, a war outside yourself. Also economically, I have a school of economics. The European School of Economics is a school of business. And he's telling to his or her students, you know, that you are the very cause of whatever is happening out there. Then if some bankruptcy happens in your life, you have to be aware of the bankruptcy that happened within yourself. And that is what you missed. The fact that you were unaware that crack within your dream, within your vision.
Yes, or you chose to discard it instead of focusing on it.
Yes, I can say only you forgot, because to say to discard, it means that you were aware of it. Being aware of it, it will make it to disappear. Then you cannot suffer anything coming from outside. It's impossible, because it's always reflecting and mirroring whatever is coming from outside, is mirroring what you are. Then if you are aware of something wrong within yourself, that wrong thing will never materialize because you are aware of it.
Yes.
It's impossible. You are a guardian. You are you are someone who circumscribed that negative thing, and it will never materialize in the outer world. Then this is a timelessness. This is a deathlessness. I had a conference with Professor Lipton. The title I gave to our meeting was deathlessness, the answer to all and everything. Deathlessness, the answer to all and everything. Now, deathlessness is a state of being. Someone said, then we become immortal. Yet, if you are deathless within yourself, of course, you cannot die, not in the outer world. But to be deathless, it means to be in a state of absence of death. Then you are loving yourself inside. Loving yourself inside will never allow you to die, not even physical death. Right now, pay attention to your inner being. Don't try to change it. Don't try to transform something negative in positive. You will never succeed. Never. Just watch it, observe it, be witness, present to that very thing, and you will see that little by little, your inner world. You will never have a conflict within yourself, never limits within yourself. And then the outer world has to reflect on this. Right now, we are within ourselves, just destructive thoughts and negative emotions, negative attitudes. Now we have to just be present to this, and everything will be done for ourselves. I know that you are thinking of the next question. But
no. No, it's too hard. It's
the questions hard. Are you know, it's when we doubt ourselves, but I tell you that whatever I'm telling you, it's already yours. It's not coming from me. it's already yours. Otherwise, you couldn't be there.
I understand. Yes.